Close your windows and turn up the volume with Fresh FM, Namibia's heart and soul.
It's 7:35 with the NSK on your radio, riding solo this morning. Shaquan should be back. That's tomorrow. She's out with exams. Wishing her all the best. That's some believe. More than welcome to spam her page and just be like, good luck, Shaquan. She loves that type of thing. Yeah, she does. But notwithstanding that, celebrity blackout is something that it's been happening worldwide, especially in Hollywood, where ordinary people, the fans, feel that the people that they love and follow and that influences them, the celebrities, movie stars, and TikTokers, and you know, footballers, just famous people, celebrities, are not doing enough in talking about societal issues, okay? They're not doing enough. They expect the support from you, but don't talk and pronounce themselves on issues that you are facing every single day. And I was thinking to myself, okay, that's in Hollywood. That's America. Sharp. Kick 4-2. What are your general expectations of Namibian celebs for societal issues? Like, do you want them to speak out? Do you want them to speak out? Do you want them to pronounce themselves on certain matters of society? I mean, today is menstrual hygiene day. Do you want them to lead a course in terms of that? You know, there's so many things that are happening in society in Namibia, in the Namibian context now. Do you want them to speak out and, you know, maybe create content even creatively with regards to that? We're voting later this year. So where do you stand as an ordinary citizen? Do you even care? Or do you just want them, listen, just shut up and be cute and do your cute things there on Instagram and TikTok? I've got a PR master, a man that advises some of the biggest brands on the continent with us right now. He's the founder and chief executive officer of Alvaro Media Group and director of Windhoek Fashion Week. Good morning, Kalisto. How are you doing this morning?
Morning, NSK. I'm well, and yourself?
We are good. We just want clarity. We want clarity. Look, you work with celebs all the time. You are behind some of the biggest brands in the country. You've built some of these brands to where they are today. In terms of from a Namibian context, is there an expectation for a Namibian celeb to pronounce themselves on societal issues?
That's definitely, yes. Obviously, not all issues they're able to, but the issues that are closer to their heart. I'll take you back to Shut It All Down.
And Shut It All Down, yes.
The girl that was murdered in the coast, it started that wave. And we had some of the celebrities, very few actually, that pronounced themselves on that. You know, they shut it all down for a day or two. When Independence Avenue was closed down. So, yes, there is that thing that the community is expecting, you know, celebrities to say something because they have the following, they have the ears of people. So it would be good to pronounce yourself on certain things, but also it needs to be things that's close to your heart, because we don't want, I would rather say the community doesn't want somebody just to say something for the sake of saying something. And also, we don't want you to be all over, you know, every little issue you are there and so on. Yes, we understand it's about bringing activism to, you know, to the issues, but rather do the issues that are close to your heart. Then we'll know it's genuine. And in our country, it's quite very difficult to do that, because especially in the political space. That's why you see a lot of our celebrities don't really pronounce themselves in the political space, because of corporate world can blacklist you as well.
You touched on a couple of things, but the one thing that I quickly want to take you back to also, just now that you mentioned the Shut It Down protest and the genuine nature of a celeb that you know, pronouncing themselves on issues. During that protest itself, there was an incident in which the protesters were unhappy with King Tidi. Do you remember that bit? And where they felt that he was not genuine in the pronunciation or whatever the case may be, and that he needs to leave the protest. But there were other celebs also there. Louis Monana was there. Who else do I remember? And Hambunda was also there, and so many others. So what was the difference between, you know, the ones that was marching and that was there with the effort that King Tidi was trying?
It's good that you ask that question, because I was covering the Shut It All Down.
Okay.
In my journalism days. And what I picked up is some of the activists had called out celebrities online. Why aren't you joining? Why aren't you saying something? And I believe one of the celebrities that they called out was King Tidi.
Mm.
But prior to that, Louis Munana attended it without being called out. And I think that's where they saw that, you know what, if some of these celebrities can take time and join us, why not the rest? And there was a number of celebrities that were called out. And I think after the call out, that's when King Tidi actually then decided, you know, let me join. But they felt that, you know what, you're supposed to do this out of your own free will. Why wait for us to call you to come support this cause? Because this is not something personally, it's for the country. And I think that's where that all of that started. Because some celebrities didn't even show up that were called out. And I think he was one of the very, very few that actually showed up when he was called out online.
But is that not gatekeeping, though? I mean, you know, in today's woke world, we hate gatekeeping. Yeah. All right, the person now shows up and wants to know, okay, look, listen, I was called that, I'm here now. And now we don't want you anymore. Go away. You are not genuine. Like, who are you to decide that I'm genuine or not?
I think emotions was quite there at that time. And I think emotion led people's actions. That's why some people were totally against it. Some of the activists actually kept quiet. You know, some on the side say, yeah, let's not start picking who should join and who shouldn't. So I think emotions took control that time. That's why there was this wave of people saying that, no, they don't want him there, and so forth and so forth. He'll try to hijack the situation and so on. So, yeah, I believe emotions lead, but at times we need to detach emotions from certain things. Because the moment we allow emotions to take over, we forget what the real reason is that we're doing this for. Because at the end of the day, I think if they would have allowed him within certain boundaries to be part of the Shut It All Down, he would have made some sort of impact through his audience and so forth.
Kalisto, hold that thought. There's a couple of more questions that I have for you, including the notion that there is no celebrity in Namibia. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a bit. Stick around. Yeah, I know. I'm going there.
Come share the spirit of generosity and taste of summer at Mug & Bean.
Music is your co-pilot, but you're in control. Drive safely with Fresh FM.
It's 7:50 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Founder, Chief Executive Officer of Alvara Media Group and Director of Vinuk Fashion Week, a gentleman that shapes brands, been shaping brands, celebrities for that matter for the past, 10 to 15 years. We're having a conversation with him about our own version of a celebrity blackout. What are your expectations for Namibian celebrities with societal issues? Now, I'm looking at some comments here on my Facebook fan page, there's one comment specifically, touching on what Alvaro said a bit earlier, saying that corporates might blacklist them if they get involved politically, for that matter. There's a guy here on our Facebook that said, "These ones are just as hungry as we are. They ain't got no time to worry about society issues." Now, Kalisto. Yes. Now, Kalisto, you see, if you look at the comments there on my Facebook fan page, you'll see that there is a general nonchalant attitude, downright disrespectful attitude towards people who have some form of influence in the country, people who are entertainers, people who are movie stars, basically borderline celebs in this country. Why is that the case with Namibians? Because remember you said, yes, we care as Namibians, we care, and we want them to pronounce themselves on certain issues that are closer to their hearts. But if you also look at the other side of the coin, it's almost as if there's this borderline disrespect. And like, we don't care about these people. Like, there's no celebs in Namibia. What are you talking about? Cease.
We have celebs in Namibia, whether we like it or not. You know, celebrity is somebody that's famous, you know, in the sports fraternity, in the entertainment fraternity. That's where you find your celebrities. And we have famous people in our country. So if you're telling me we don't have famous people in the country, then I don't know. What is Top Cherry? What is Otea? What is Zaza? What is Louis? Are they not well known? Are they not known until the State House? Are you telling me that only two people know them in this whole country? Why do they have a following of 500,000 people? They are famous people. That's what celebrities are. Unless if these people come with a different definition that no one knows in this world what a celebrity is, maybe we can have a different conversation. But I would say people need to start understand that we have people that have worked their way up. We have people that have made sure that, you know, their brands are where they are, that they collaborate with international and local brands. They are famous people. They're celebrities, whether you like it or not.
Is this perhaps
people use their voice.
Is this perhaps a Vintook notion? Because I promise you, Kalisto, when I travel now, when I go to the smaller towns, especially the towns where I broadcast to with via Fresh FM, I feel like Michael Jackson, dude.
Vintook people. Possibly, yes. Let me rather say possibly, yes. Because, you know, people tend to say, yeah, we see these people every day in town, so you're not starstruck. Being a celebrity, you shouldn't be starstruck. Yes, if you are, it means that you're a fan, you know. If you aren't, by all means, let's pass and move on. Doesn't mean that they are not celebrities. So, and actually, our celebrities are more, you know, valued and celebrated outside the city. If we can put it like that, just like you said. If some of these people travel to the smaller town people actually appreciate them. And which is good. So I think this is something that we really need to look into and understand what a celebrity is. And yes, we do have celebrities, whether we like it or not. It's sort of about, yes, each and every person has their personal opinion, but there is an international notion what a celebrity is. And unfortunately, an individual opinion will not take that away. Celebrity is a famous person in sports, in entertainment. Unfortunately, that's what you guys are.
South Africa is voting tomorrow.
Yeah.
And what I've noticed, both on TikTok, Insta, is that South African celebs and influencers are aggressively either campaigning or urging the voting populace to either register or to go out and make it a cool adventure to go out and go vote tomorrow. Get your camping chair, get your umbrella, get your your sound player thingy, what is it, the Bluetooth speaker, and relax while getting ready to vote. We are also voting in November. Do you think we will see Namibian celebs are taking that route as well? Because, you know, South Africa sneezes, we catch the flu, and everything they do, we do.
I think we might have a few celebrities that would advocate for voting, and not specifically for a specific
for a party. Okay.
So, because, you know, these people also tread carefully. We are still in an era where you need to tread carefully when it comes to politics. Because there are still blacklists out there, whether we want to say it publicly or not. Some of the celebrities have been blacklisted in our country. That's why you can't see them perform anywhere else or do anything else with different brands, because they've been blacklisted. You know, it's something that happens. And I think people need to understand why our celebrities don't pronounce themselves when it comes to political parties. They'd rather also tread carefully on societal issues, but political parties is a no-go area. So they might pronounce themselves in terms of vote, it's your right, no one should stop you, you know, it's the time. they can do that. Whereas in South Africa, those celebrities can associate themselves with certain political parties. They've been doing it before their independence, before their Freedom Day. So it's a notion that's been going on for years. And in South Africa, there's very little of a blacklist to put it out there. Mm. You know, they go about what you can provide to a brand and so forth. Whereas in our country, it's a bit different because brands don't want to be associated with somebody that's politically associated and that's very, very vocal in the political space, because they'll be seen as if they're supporting that political party if they support a certain individual. But also then, there are certain individuals that have pronounced themselves on certain political issues or, you know, support the political parties, but they are still also working, you know, celebrities. So it's a one-on-one catch type of thing where people with celebrities, especially the median celebrities, will be trading carefully in terms of who they'll be supporting this election.
Yeah, but like Alvaro, I've got a case study right in front of me, and that case study is Gaza. Gaza has made it very clear that he is a SWAPO child and he campaigns for them right throughout the years. But you have corporates that work with him. So what are we saying here now? What are we saying here?
100%. And I'll put it into the notion of, like, for example, South Africa. Majority of the celebrities that have supported the ruling party in South Africa have done so because of the situation they've been. I'll bring it back to Gaza. Gaza has been a SWAPO child, you understand? From the day where he's coming from, he has been a SWAPO child. And I believe King Tidi as well.
And King Tidi,
been SWAPO children. They have been vocal about it because that's part, it has become part of their DNA. Whereas you today will up and say, I'm supporting who because of what, and you're trashing the other, then there's something else. But also what you can see is those two never trash any other political party. You understand? They've only supported their political party because that's where they're coming from. It's home, it's in their bloodline. But they've never gone openly to attack or to discredit any other political party or call them out. You know how politics are, you know, saying the bad things to other political parties.
Yeah.
So that fine line as well plays a very major role. Because I can tell you, if it was different, I don't think all corporates would have just jumped on board.
All right.
Because you're becoming a loose cannon then.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for answering the tough question, Sakalistu. We appreciate you. And we are going to continue with this conversation after 8. But speaking of which, today is also Menstrual Hygiene Day, by the way. Zelnadia Deval, social worker, will join us for a conversation about the importance of understanding menstrual hygiene. And maybe, just maybe, a celeb can pronounce themselves on the matter. Thank you so much, Kalistu. Have a fantastic day.
Same to you.
Cheers.
This weekend, you're invited to Osona Village for a very